Jeff Peters as a Personal Magnet by O. Henry. Jeff Peters has been engaged in as many schemes for making money as there are recipes for cooking rice in Charleston, South Carolina. Best of all, I like to hear him tell of his earlier days when he sold liniments and cough cures on street corners, living hand to mouth, heart to heart with the people, throwing heads or tails with fortune for his last coin. "I struck Fisher Hill, Arkansas," said he, "in a buckskin suit, moccasins, long hair, and a 30-carat diamond ring that I got from an actor in Texarkana. I don't know what he ever did with the pocket knife I swapped him for it. I was Dr. Wahoo, the celebrated Indian medicine man. I carried only one best bet just then, and that was Resurrection Bitters. It was made of life-giving plants and herbs accidentally discovered by Taquala, the beautiful wife of the chief of the Choctaw Nation, while gathering truck to garnish a platter of boiled dog for the annual corn dance. Business hadn't been good in the last town, so I only had $5. I went to the Fisher Hill druggist, and he credited me for half a gross of 8-ounce bottles and corks. I had the labels and ingredients in my valise, left over from the last town. Life began to look rosy again after I got in my hotel room with the water running from the tap and the resurrection bitters lining up on the table by the dozen. Fake? No, sir. There was $2 worth of fluid extract of cinchona and a dime's worth of aniline in that half gross of bitters. I've gone through towns years afterwards and had folks ask for 'em again. I hired a wagon that night and commenced selling the bitters on Main Street. Fisher Hill was a low, malarial town, and a compound, hypothetical, pneumocardiac, antiscorbutic tonic was just what I diagnosed the crowd as needing. The bitters started off like sweetbreads on toast at a vegetarian dinner. I had sold 2 dozen at 50 cents apiece when I felt somebody pull my coattail. I knew what that meant. So I climbed down and sneaked a $5 bill into the hand of a man with a German silver star on his lapel. "Constable," says I, "it's a fine night." "Have you got a city license?" he asks, "to sell this illegitimate essence of spooju that you flatter by the name of medicine?" "I have not," says I. "I didn't know you had a city. If I can find it tomorrow, I'll take one out if it's necessary." "I'll have to close you up till you do," says the constable. I quit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?